Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Orioles 5-6 on the year. We know about the tremendous prospects that's been in this organization for about a half decade, about 5 years, just raising up some tremendous prospects. Some of them were in the organization before then, like Ryan Mountcastle, but we've just seen them come up to contribute to this team in the past half decade. And it's a team that's won 101 games 2 years ago, Ed. Last year, over 90 games and then playoffs with the wild card. And the fans want the next step. And the next step is advancing, going deep into the postseason because they haven't won any games in the postseason in a long time. Do you feel that the Orioles, the front office, are in win-now mode or winning is something that they'll get to when they get to it?
I think the latter, as far as the front office is concerned. I think they're patient and they have a plan, and I feel like they almost don't understand the urgency the fan base has sometimes, where, you know, you put together a great team, now what? You know, we want to see it now. And I feel like they just have a lot of patience, and they just have a process, they go through it, and when it gets there, it gets there, and when it's there, it's going to be good for, you know, they're going to be good for a long time, like they did in Houston. I think that's exactly what they're doing.
Jeremy, based on what Ed said, their track record, let's assume that Ed's right. That's what they're thinking. Based on their track record, is it more responsible for them to continue to go that way, or do they blow things up because the fans want it now?
No, I mean, if you start listening to the fans, we'll all be rooting for a last-place team. You can't, and I'm not saying that to be demeaning, but, you know, there's a reason why when I gamble, I fade what everyone else is doing, because the public's almost always wrong. And in a situation like this, yeah, there's been some bad luck with the starting pitching and all the injuries they've had, and it makes it look even worse with the fact that you didn't go out and get one of those guys. But I don't know who people wanted last year because the contracts that were given out, and maybe this comes to a point where the Orioles have to go, hey, we're either going to get passed up if we don't start spending this type of money. But the contracts the guys are getting are absolutely ridiculous right now. And I'm not just talking about the money. I'm talking about the years, because the back end of those deals are just – they're going to be brutal for those teams.
I look at Vlad Guerrero Jr. and his body. That looks like he takes care of it. I don't know if you're getting 8 years out of that guy.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, baseball's a different sport, but, you know, like with the fact that I don't think you have to have a perfect body or anything like that to look the part. But I will say this. I think the Orioles are kind of in both. The winning's going to come, but it's already here also. The problem is that people want a World Series, and they want to sell out for it no matter what when they're trying to build a foundation and keep building off of this. And we talked about putting a competitive team out there. What does that mean? It means having a chance to win in the playoffs in September, to me. And that's what I want. I want a team to root for every September. I don't want to be the Brewers, though, where you get in and you have no shot at winning. You know, they do it every year. But I do think that you're winning right now, whether people realize it. They just want more.
Well, you kind of answered my question already. I was about to ask you, do you want a Chicago Cubs situation when they finally ended the curse and then after that did what? Or do you want Milwaukee that you said you don't want? So you'd rather have a Chicago Cubs.
I mean, I want to win a World Series regardless. But again, I don't think it's something it's not a given. You don't get to say, hey, I'm going to make all these moves and it's just going to work out. Sometimes it does. You know, the Rams, when they won the Super Bowl, sold off all their picks.
Got lucky.
and got lucky and won, because the next year it's like, ooh, you guys are in trouble. The same thing in, I mean, you can look in a lot of sports where teams sell out and try to create these super teams in the NBA and they don't work out. Look at the Suns. Suns are going to miss the playoffs. And they're going to miss the playoffs with the Mavs being in front of them. The Mavs had everybody on their team die this year. So it's unbelievable to look at where some of these teams are. You have to be in contention and to have a shot in this division. It's already a good team. It's a matter of what your expectations are going to be for the next few years.
Different, I guess, from the Brewers, Ed. The Brewers can be in contention in the National League Central and not have a shot.
That division sucks.
You can't be in contention in the American League East and have no shot. Do you agree?
It's a no-brainer. I mean, the National League East, I think people, it's one of those divisions. People say it every year is the best division in baseball, maybe in all of sports. But it really is, and it doesn't change. Like, you know, people do with the AFC North, with the Ravens. I don't think that's true anymore. You know, I think there are other divisions that are better, like the NFC North. But people still say it, you know, from a historical perspective. I think the American League East is just perennially awesome. I mean, the Yankees spend a ton of money, and they're always good. The Red Sox look very good. Everybody looks good. The Rays surprise people every year. They do it on a shoestring, but somehow they're always competitive. So, yeah, it's and the Central in both leagues suck. I mean, they're the weakest divisions, but they do.
They do.
I mean, they just do, and they do every year. It's the reverse.
You wonder why. They got major markets in those cities, especially the AL Central. You got Chicago, you got Detroit, Jeremy. Yeah. You wonder, you know, it's not like you have small markets in those divisions. I mean, Minneapolis is not, I guess, a huge market. Neither is Cleveland, but you've got some, Oakland.
I think it's more of who you're competing with. As Ed was pointing out, like all five of these teams in this division have a shot to make the playoffs. Almost every year, we try to poke holes in the ones that, like, hey, I think Toronto's down this year. I don't like their starting pitching. That's something I said at the beginning of the year. I like their starting pitching better than I like the Orioles right now. But and I don't even like their starting pitching. So I when you look at the Central, like, you and I are bullish on Kansas City. That's a good foundation that they have right now that they're building around.
Right.
I think Detroit's in a good place. Minnesota, you just never know what to expect from them. Cleveland always has good pitching, but they don't spend any money. So they always do the same thing where it's like, hey, we're going to be really good to a point. Like, I don't want the Orioles to be Cleveland. I don't want them to be Milwaukee. I'd like to see them get further. I mean, Cleveland did go to a World Series, and they lost to the Cubs when they broke the curse, but... that was a crazy ass series that could have gone either way. Game 7.
Shovels at 7:15. Don't go anywhere. Wait for that. But on the other side, I want to hear from you. Orioles brass. They've done a good job of getting the franchise to this point. But do you think they're in win now mode or will win something soon situation? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
7:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orioles have some young all-stars on their team. They have Adley Rutschman, who's been to a couple of all-star games. They have Gunnar Henderson, who's an all-star. They have Jordan Westberg, who's an all-star. But you could argue that you need some veterans to go along with these guys, especially pitching. So are they in win-now mode because they believe these young guys are good enough to carry them? Or are they in, we're going to stick with what we have and we'll win when we win? I think they're in win-now mode. I do. I think they believe that this group right here can get them. I'm not saying they won't make a trade because I think they will.
I'm not
saying they won't make a move, but I believe they think this is the core that wins it now.
Ed, I'm not trying to cop out, but I kind of think it's a little bit of both because the fact that they're not willing to trade any of their top prospects to go out and get something to help them win right now tells me that they buy into those guys and that they find value in keeping these guys long-term until, you know, their hand is forced. But also, you still have a really good nucleus here of young players that haven't even gotten through arbitration yet. I mean, there's like six of them that you're looking at that are going to be the core of your team, at least for the next 4 or 5 years, you'd expect.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe, you got some text for us over there?
I do. The Orioles are relying on way too many variables, and the wide-open window is starting to shut more and more. 3 years ago, I said if this group didn't win a World Series, I would be disappointed. We might not even see a playoff series win in Adley's quote-unquote window. It's insane how badly they're fumbling this.
You thought that 3 years ago when they were in the they were still in the rebuild? Like, when we came out of the rebuild, it was a year too soon.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, if he thought that or she thought that, they're pretty good.
Stop thinking about it.
And I didn't. Maybe 2 years ago I thought that, but 3 years ago, no, man.
And their window is going to be open for a long time, guys. That's why all these young prospects are here. You may not like it, and you may not like the team, but their window is open for an extremely long time right now. I said at the beginning of the year, this team was built for the regular season.
This was it. 83-win team, they knew.
Yep.
That was it.
That's the one.
Okay. They didn't make the playoffs 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like I said, maybe he did or she did, but 3 years ago, no. You got something else over there for us, Joe?
It's not time to sound the alarm, but the hand is hovering over it menacingly. Unless something drastic changes, we might not even make the wild card if things continue like they are. This division is too competitive to make a mistake.
Here was one on Twitter from Will. Win now mode would be obvious by them winning now. Pretty tough when the manager is playing utility infielders coming off elbow injuries in center field and changing the batting order every day. I do have to say this. Like, if you guys are going to beat him up when the analytics don't work and he's doing all the lineup switching, then give him a little bit of credit when he does last night. And he had Ryan O'Hearn in the lineup, but he was also trying to stack it with lefties, so he put him out in right field, to which somebody said, well, we're not trying to win this game. And O'Hearn starts the game off with what?
A tater. Yeah.
And again, like, I don't want him out in right field. I don't think that's the best defense you can put forward. But at times, when you're playing the game of matchups, this is what's going to happen.
And what utility infielders are they playing?
Mateo,
when he went to center field.
Okay, he said utility. Oh, in center field.
Yes,
okay,
yes. Maybe I read it too fast.
I didn't feel the whole text. Yeah.
But like the point is, there are going to be times where, analytically speaking, and all analytics are information, guys, that you're going to use that to benefit. And I think in baseball, it helps more, almost more than any other sport.
And by if that's what the texter meant, I agree. I don't want to see Jorge Mateo in the outfield.
Oh no,
I've said that the entire time. Well, he could play the outfield. Just because you put him out there doesn't mean he can play it.
I'm okay if I don't have to see Jorge Mateo again. Like, I'm fine with him, but people talk this guy up like he's a superstar. He's a superstar I don't want in center field or at shortstop unless he's just giving spelling somebody.
Let's go to Lou in Edgewood. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. What's going on? This is a great conversation, by the way, this morning.
Thank you.
And I would like to say
I'd like
us to be more like the Brewers. I want to go to the playoffs every year. I want to win a World Series. Of course, that's the goal. But absolutely, let's go to the playoffs every year. It's been so long since we've done that. I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy with the playoffs for the next 10 straight years.
Everybody could say that, Lou. Everybody could say, I'd be happy for the playoffs for X amount of years
and then win
the World Series. That's not the criteria. Are you? Because the Brewers aren't winning the World Series. The Brewers are going to be a playoff contender every – so do you want that? 8 years in the playoffs, and at the end of it, you're doing it all over again. You don't have a World Series.
Well, that's another thing, too. You got to keep the they did a great job rebuilding this team, but I don't think they're doing a good job keeping the talent coming in the system to stay ahead of the game. That's the one thing I wish the Orioles would get back on doing. I know we got this young man, Honeycutt, in the minors. I'm looking forward to him coming up. But after him, I don't know too much that's down there right now that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, well, they still have one of the best farm systems.
When did Honeycutt get drafted?
Last year.
Yeah, so there's nothing after him. He just got drafted. They got 3 first-round draft picks this year. Like I said, well, after Honeycutt, I don't know who's down there.
I mean, you still have...
There's no one. He's the last class to get drafted.
But you look at the guys that are there. Don't forget about Fabian, Beavers, Bradfield Jr. And if you go to AAA, you can start looking at some of the art. Chase McDermott's still there.
No, and Lou knows those guys. He's just saying you got Honeycutt, and then he's the last of it. No one's after him.
Yeah, the guy they draft this year is going to be after him.
Exactly. The dude just got drafted. There's nobody behind him. He is the last of the pack. They'll replenish it this year with three. I put up two fingers. I said three. Put up two fingers. 3 first-round draft picks, man.
You were almost like, was it Richard Pryor in Moving when he gave the wrong finger?
I gave him the wrong finger.
Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Same to you, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm in a mood for some steak tacos tonight there, Antonio.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Which Orioles pitcher, if any, becomes a reliable starter for them this season? Kay Povich, Dean Kramer, or Charlie Morton? Ooh. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Yeah, you too, man. I'd like two of them.
To what?
He said, what becomes a reliable pitcher? I like two of those guys.
Oh, man.
Like, Povich and Kramer.
I mean, I feel like we know what Kramer is, and it's good. Okay. It's not great. No, like, again,
he's good.
I think he's a guy that's going to be mid-4 ERA. He's a guy that you would love to have as your fourth or fifth starter, which I think that's hopefully what they envisioned him as, and he's pitched a little bit better than that at times.
If they're healthy, you got Bradish, you got Eflin, you got Grayson. Kramer, he's your number four.
And Tommy would probably be the group that they would have went with been healthy. But Charlie Morton's here, and he's going to pitch a gem tonight.
And that means Cade is left out?
God, if he gets rocked tonight, we're going to have so much fun with this.
I'm getting to like Cade.
I like Cade.
You were ahead of me on that one.
Yeah.
You were. I'm beginning to like that kid.